now to wrap up today's forum, we'd like to welcome back once again Mr. Michael Bowman. Okay, we're ready to go. Michael, time is yours.
All right, thank you. Thanks for sticking with this all the way to the afternoon. So, appreciate it. I only have a couple of slides to go through. Actually, it should be pretty quick, about 30 minutes. How many people here have used Google Docs? Microsoft, hands down. Google Docs. How many people here have used Office Online? All right, we got, I think we have one person, three people. Okay, so today I'm gonna talk about Office Online. I'm gonna talk about what it is, why you might want to use it, and then also the interoperability aspects of Office Online, how you can use it in your development environments or in your for your product, etc. So for those of you who don't know, Office Online is basically a browser-based version of Office. It's available to anybody that has a browser on any platform, and it combines most of the features that are available in the Office Rich client, so the installed Office product, online. And because it's a service, we're able to rapidly introduce new features and functionality on a regular cadence. So I'm just going to go and do the rest of my presentation off Office Online. And one thing to note, I've done this talk, a similar talk to this before, and one of the differences with what I'm going to show today is kind of what's changed and what's new over the last couple of months as we've gone through our releases. So if you just go to www.office.com, that's the starting point for Office Online. You can see that there's support for the common Office applications. Just going to go to open up my PowerPoint here really quick. Going to open up from OneDrive. Now, one thing to note here, and one new thing to note, is that Office Online, although it's immediately integrated with OneDrive or with your SharePoint, you can also now integrate it with other third parties like Dropbox or other cloud storage providers. So you're not limited to using Microsoft any longer. However, It's definitely a good choice if that's something you'd like to do. So let me go back here. File, recent docs. PowerPoint. I wonder if I accidentally deleted it when I think I did. Okay. So let me just go back to my OneDrive here and click it.
It's just going to pop
up my PowerPoint, and I will continue the presentation from Office Online. Okay, start slideshow. So one other thing as this pops up that I can do is I can share my presentation. I can broadcast the presentation that I'm delivering. So I could send you a link, and you could watch the slides progress if I'm clicking through them. You'd hear my voice, etc. One thing to also note about Office Online is the naming. So we changed the name last year from Office Web Apps, or the Web App Server, to Office Online. However, if you're actually implementing on Office Online, it's still called the Office Web App Server. So they're synonymous with one another, but from a user perspective, it's currently referred to as Office Online. From a development perspective, it could be referred to as both. However, if you see references to OWA, it doesn't always necessarily mean Office Web Apps. It could mean the Outlook Web App. So if you have any questions, just let me know. We do get this question in Redmond quite a bit on the acronyms and then the naming, so I just wanted to clear that up before I continued. So in terms of where you get it, where it's connected to, so you've got three different mechanisms for delivery. You've got the consumer cloud, which is OneDrive. That's the ad-funded offering. So you can get Office Online for free, and you can connect it to OneDrive for free, and that's essentially ad-funded. So it's paid for by ads. You've got the public cloud, which is Office 365. So if you sign up for a subscription to Office 365, Office Online is part of that subscription. And then you have the private cloud, which is you're installing SharePoint on your premises, on your own server hardware. And one thing about Office Online is that the technical foundation across these three deliveries is exactly the same. So if you're developing on one, you don't have to relearn it when you're trying to connect with another. So there's some consistency from a developer perspective with Office Online. Now, obviously, because the consumer and public cloud are a service, you will see more feature updates that have been released in both of those areas, whereas the private cloud is trailing because it is an installed product. So the updates for 2014-2015 are kind of highlighted in orange there. You've got more save and manage, so you've got more options to save as. So if you go to actually a document, this is actually new. Even though it's simple things, it just helps the user experience from making it easier to work with Office Online as you would with an installed app. So if I go to Word, I now have an option to do, let me just wait for a sec for it to pop up. Edit it. I now have an option to do a save as a PDF. I can download a copy. I can save to my OneDrive. I can save to my Dropbox. So you have all these new save as options that you didn't have when we first released this. You also have a concept of insights for Office. This is something new that Pui mentioned, the apps for Office, where you could download and he looked at Wikipedia. Well, we have built-in functionality as well, where you can type in a word. So if I just type in Taipei, I can highlight that word, right-click it, and say Insights. Usually, there's a tab here that's called Insights, and basically what it does is it searches Bing to find relevant information to the word or the phrase or the paragraph that you're searching for. And this was just showing up, so I'm not really sure why it's not doing that. But anyway, that's another new feature that's obviously very new. You've got other things where you've got collaboration. You can share documents. You can co-author on documents, so multiple people can author a document in a real-time manner. You can chat on documents through Link or through Yammer, as we talked about in a previous talk. And so you've got a lot of collaboration opportunities with Office Online. And also, I should mention that change tracking has also been added to Office Online. So you can review documents, provide comments to documents, just like you can in a regular Word application. In terms of how Office Online works, it's very smart. Office Online is separate from the actual storage of the documents. Office Online does not store any content or any files. What it does is when you go to ask for a file, it looks at the file and it renders it into an HTML-friendly format. So it renders it actually into images, JavaScript, and HTML. So if you take a PDF file or a docx file, an OOXML file, what have you, is it doesn't take that whole file across the wire and present it in the browser. It takes a snapshot of that file, an image, and I'll show you that later in the talk. And it presents that image into the browser. So it's very easy. So you can retain the full fidelity look and feel of the document, the styling and everything else stays consistent because it's essentially just a snapshot. Office Online also acts as a distributed disk cache, meaning if multiple people are accessing the same document, it's not going back and forth to the storage host to try to get that document and constantly serve it back up to the browser. It'll serve the rendering that if I look at it and then a colleague of mine looks at it, it'll serve the same rendering that I'm looking at over to him. So it eliminates the duplication and dramatically reduces the actual traffic that's going over the wire. When you edit a document. So when you actually go to click on one of the Office Online files in the browser, because it's an image, then a request has to be made to get the actual content. And the way that works is it only sends the content that you've clicked on. So if you click on a paragraph in Word, it's only going to either send the sentence or the paragraph itself, the XML snippet, over the wire. So it's only sending what you're actually working on. And what that enables you to do is to have a very rich co-authoring experience so that multiple people can be working on the same document and you don't saturate the network with a bunch of files going back and forth. So in fact, I think on Thursday, Pui's going to be talking about file synchronization, and that's the protocol that actually enables that, how that works. Office Online is also very easy to set up. Before this talk, I set one up, and it's four lines on a PowerShell script to connect it to SharePoint. So it's very easy. It's also very easy to create duplication. Once the Office Online servers know about each other, then they can talk, and they can basically, you don't really have to do much other than that because they're aware of what's going on. You do have to make sure that whatever document host that you're connecting it to, if it's SharePoint, it's easy because SharePoint will know about it. If it's OneDrive, it's easy. But if it's your own, it's also not very difficult, but you have to be able to speak the same language. And I'll talk about what that language would look like in a minute. It's smart in terms of I've covered the rendering of the file. From a security perspective, you have authorization tokens that are passed on every request. So it still respects the privileges and permissions that are on a given file. And then each request has to be authorized. You can also select whether or not the traffic's encrypted. Obviously, we would recommend that you do HTTPS when you do set these things up. So Office Online today is used with SharePoint, it's used with OneDrive, Exchange, Link, Facebook uses it. And it can be, and Facebook is kind of represented here through the open from URL. Dropbox is represented here from the open from URL. And so the goal of this slide is really just to show that, you can connect your custom file repository and get that browser-based Office experience connecting to the files that you have in your data center or the files that you have on your cloud storage solution. And when we look at how it works, there's three components. You've got the browser, which is actually the displaying of the Office Online, of the web app. You've got a document host, or SharePoint in this example. And then you've got the actual Office Online app server, or the web app server. And so when you go to SharePoint, SharePoint's presented in the host frame. And if SharePoint supports it, it's going to return back and say, hey, here's the location to the Office Online server, and it'll open up an app frame to actually display the application. The protocol on the back end is called WAPI. It's the Web Application Open Platform Interface Protocol. And that's the protocol that kind of is the meat behind this whole thing. And that's the protocol that's rendering the file, getting the file, and allowing the Office Online server to then present the file through the browser. All the traffic that's coming from the browser is HTTP. There's nothing special there. And then all the traffic that's communicating from off the Office Online server back to the storage host is WAPI. So we'll just look at this again. There's one point with this slide I want to make is that you've got, when you look at WAPI, there's a concept of a WAPI client. That's actually the web app server. And then the WAPI server is actually the documentation host. So it's just a little nit that I want to make sure is clear when we move on to the actual interoperability aspects of it, because there's multiple servers and multiple clients. So again, WAPI is the protocol that defines the communication between the storage host and the client that's rendering the file. It's an open specification. It's a Microsoft protocol that we fully have documented. It's available on MSDN. You can download it and read it and see how things work today. And it's also the protocol, if you do want to make an implementation, it's the protocol that you should reference to understand how to do the implementation, because it basically spells out which operations are expected and what you need to do. So again, you can add your own document library through the web app server. I should mention that the web app server itself, it is free. However, you have to be part of the volume license program with Microsoft. We changed that. That's something new. Previously, it was available for download broadly, but now you do have to be part of the volume license program to get access to the server itself, the web app server, that is. So here's the flow that Whoopi makes. So when the browser requests the view of the file, the WAPI server responds back with the information on how to call the client. The browser then requests the view of the file from the client, and that's when the WAPI protocol traffic begins. It tells me about the file, and so when we're here, when it's telling me about the file, WAPI has a limited amount of support. So if you have custom file types, it's not going to be able to present those in the browser. When you set WAPI up, when you set up the Office Online server, you have to tell it what it can support or what your documentation host has. So you'll go through a set of commands that basically define what that scope of support is. Now, obviously, by default, we support all our Office stuff, right? PDF, etc. But if you're doing anything custom, then that's where you would have to write your own code to make that work. And that's where you would have to expand that scope of support so that when it goes through that flow and it tells me about the file, it returns back that this is something that I can actually render into a browser. So the file is passed. It's not the actual file. Again, we don't transfer a bunch of files back and forth. But the rendering of the file is what's then created and then presented into the browser. So I just want to show this. I'm showing this because we get a lot of questions on the imaging. A lot of people don't believe that's what actually is happening. So I just want to show this is I took a quick message analyzer web capture of this file from this file here. From the Word app, the Word web app. And you can see that when you look at the payload of this, it's actually just a big image. So, pull here. This is just a big image. You can just save image as. It's just a big JPEG. So that's all this is, and that's all that's shown into the browser. So, it's as simple as that. I would encourage you, actually, if you are curious on how this works, you can download Message Analyzer for free. You can go to office.com for free, and you can actually go back and forth and capture the traffic, and you'll see the same thing. See the images, you'll see the HTML. And it's really interesting to watch to see when you actually click on it that you're actually just sending that little bits of XML over of what you're changing. And of course, if you want to see a demo, I'm happy to do that too. We're here till Thursday, so it'll give us something to do. So the other thing I want to mention is a new program that we've launched fairly recently, and that's the Cloud Storage Partner Program. So if you are a cloud storage company and you are interested in supporting or having Office Online support, there's a program designed for you. And essentially, it's built around the WAPI protocol, and it's designed so it really hits the Dropbox scenario, where you want to be able to open files and edit files without having to write a lot of customized code. This is a program that allow you to do that, where we work closely with you to kind of connect your cloud host with our Office Online server. But of course, if you are looking to do something and you're not a cloud storage provider, then it would require more of a custom implementation. And that custom implementation would most likely revolve around WAPI and FSS, which will, FSS is the protocol that allows co-authoring. And that's a conversation that we'll have on Thursday. So that's pretty much what I wanted to cover. I'm happy to take any questions or comments. Yes?
Hey, 不好意思, 稍微等一下, 麦克风, 让口语老师才可以翻译,
thank you. Is there any limitation if you use other kind of browser like Chrome or Firefox?
No. So again, the benefit, what's really cool about Office Online, and we got a question last week in, when we were in Beijing, is that it's really, what we're presenting is really basic. It's just an image. So you can have XYZ browser, as long as it can understand basic HTML, it will probably present the file just fine. And again, you can actually see how the page is being rendered through Message Analyzer. And so it's not very complicated at all. And so and that was one was that I wanted to make sure that you could get to Office from anywhere with a browser, regardless of what that browser was. So
yes, in the back. 后面这边有一个问题。
Hello?
Yep,
can hear you. Thank you, Michael. One quick question. When you try to demo the inside function, mm-hmm. would that be a glitch? Or how would you try to solve this problem? Yep.
Well, it could be a number of things. Let's look at it right now. My guess is that I had I just maybe bopped off the network briefly. The other thing is that I have like four different versions of Office 365 on my computer, and because it's a service. And one thing, if you're on Office 365 and you have a personal account and a business account, maybe you have a development account, you'll see that you'll have certain features in one that may not be present in the other. And that's because depending on how your settings are set, both from an organizational perspective and a preference perspective personally, certain features won't be there because maybe you didn't opt in to the latest drop, or you haven't been migrated over to a server. So for example, we announced, I think it was either yesterday or last Thursday, that Delve, what I talked about earlier, was going to be available across all 0365 for business plans. Previously, it was like the enterprise SKU only. However, if you looked at the details of that, you're not guaranteed to get it for, it could be for 1 to 3 months, because the service, it takes a while to replicate it through all the data centers. So it could be just that the version of that I'm on right now is just not, hasn't gotten that feature yet, is what my initial guess is. But let's just take another look while we're doing it. So that'd be my guess. So, any other questions?
The last slide seems to show an opportunity to build a cloud company on your system. Is it right?
This slide here?
Yeah, last slide.
Yeah.
Cloud integration.
This one or
no,
this
no,
one?
No. Yes. Opportunity, yes.
Yes.
For integration.
Uh-huh.
It seems that we can build a company, cloud company under Microsoft Assistant.
Yeah. So what you can do is you can build a cloud company, and if you wanted the functionality of having a browser-based experience with Office, you can connect that to your cloud company.
Okay, what's the cost?
The cost to do that? Office Online's free. So you can go to the office.com and use it for free. If you want to integrate with Office, so if you had, if you were a Dropbox or you were a big cloud provider, then you would go through this partner program. And I don't know what the costs are with that. If there are any, I'm not sure. But I can take that offline and find out for you.
Any more questions to Michael? Yes, one more here.
How about the language support?
Language?
Yes.
So WAPI is a REST-based protocol, and then the communication between the browser and SharePoint or the browser and WAPI is just HTTP. So it's just HTTP gets that come back and forth over the wire. So if you have a RESTful end service on your document host, then you can connect to the Office Online server.
Thank you.
Okay, maybe one last question, anyone? Okay, so if you have no further questions, let's just thank Michael. You still
yep,
something to add? Or
no, I'm good. I'm just
okay, that's it. Thank Michael once again.